This week, scientists watched an iceberg the size of Delaware break away from Antarctica's Larsen C ice shelf. The mass of ice that broke off weighs about a trillion tons. It'll eventually melt, and as UAB polar biologist and Antarctic explorer Jim McClintock tells WBHM's Dan Carson, there are some long-term concerns.
It is now one of the largest icebergs floating around that has ever been recorded. And there's some good news in the sense that as it melts, it will not contribute to sea level rise because it's already in the ocean. Much as a glass of ice water, when the ice melts, the water doesn't come over the top of the glass. The concerning news to me is that we're finding that ice sheets, as they break up in Antarctica, are essentially barriers to the ice that sits on top of the continent, that 2 to 3 mile thick layer of ice where about 70% of our fresh water resides on the planet. That ice is flowing towards the ocean from land into the water, and that flow has accelerated in areas where ice sheets have broken out. That is the ice that contributes to sea level rise.
So this particular Delaware-sized piece of ice, it will not in itself contribute to sea level rise, but it sort of breaks away and therefore other ice could flow from the rocky continent of Antarctica.
Correct.
And that could cause sea level rise, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, that's right. And it's important to realize, too, that we're seeing ice sheets both on the eastern and western portion of the Antarctic Peninsula, where I've been working the last 17 years, increasingly active breaking up. Not only that, but 87% of the glaciers on the peninsula are receding. So all these things are speaking to the fact that the Antarctic Circumpolar Current, the largest current on the planet, is beginning to warm measurably, and that air temperatures along the western Antarctic Peninsula have increased in the winter by as much as 10 degrees Fahrenheit over the past 60 years.
I heard some reports to the effect that scientists are not attributing this to global climate change, but given that this is happening in the same complicated but interconnected closed system, I wondered how that could be. Were those reports just wrong?
No, I think there is some truth to the fact that breakouts of ice sheets have occurred in the past, but I look at the bigger pattern. This is one of many things. Glaciers are receding. The ice sheet is having an increased frequency of breaking up. The sea ice receding. And where I work at Palmer Station, the U.S. station, you know, when I arrived there 17 years ago, there were 15,000 breeding pairs of Adélie penguins in front of the station on these islands. A couple months ago, we were down to about 1,500. So about 90% of those Adélie penguins have disappeared. And that's attributed to climate warming.
And that's just because the environment is not conducive to the way they live, the way they survive.
Actually, it's interesting. It's tied to the ice, in part because the annual sea ice provides a platform for the Adélie penguins to toboggan across and get out to the rich krill grounds where they feed on these shrimp-like organisms that are the base of the food web. Also, it's getting more humid and warmer, and it's snowing, ironically, more and later than it used to. So the Adélie penguins are genetically hardwired to come and lay their eggs about the same week every year. They lay their eggs, and then along comes an unseasonably late snowstorm and literally smothers the whole colony in snow. And when that snow melts, the eggs drown. So you can have an entire generation of penguins increasingly lost because of these unseasonable snowstorms tied to this increased humidity.
Why is this important? I mean, who cares what happens all the way down there?
Well, that's a great question, and let me give you the answer that's closest to my heart. We study chemicals produced by sponges and corals that live in Antarctica, and these chemicals are interesting because they defend sponges and corals from predators and things that want to grow on. They have ecological importance, but they also have the potential to fight human disease. And so here in the last 25 years, we've come across a compound in an Antarctic tunicate that's active against melanoma skin cancer. The seafloor of Antarctica has an amazing diversity of marine life that has evolved for millions of years. And the chemical diversity in that is something that we shouldn't squander. And these changes that are happening, the warming water, the increase in icebergs that are scouring the seafloor because the ice is breaking up, all these things are threatening that seafloor community and have an impact on the availability of these potential compounds that fight cancer and different types of human disease. So that's a direct impact of climate change on this community that should be important to all of us. Polar environments are sensitive environments, and they are the canary in the coal mine, and what happens there affects us here.
That was Antarctic researcher Jim McClintock speaking about the Larsen C ice sheet collapse and climate change with WBHM's Dan Carson.